Now the risk report by Ian Bremmer. Turkey charges into Syria, threatening its alliance with Russia. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan isn't happy with the West. He's angry at the Trump administration because it refuses to extradite Fethullah Gulen, a former preacher now living in Pennsylvania, whom Erdogan accuses of treachery and treason. He is also infuriated by the fact that the U.S. has chosen to partner with Syrian Kurds in the fight against ISIS because he sees them as terrorists who support Kurdish separatists inside Turkey. He has demanded that the U.S. stop working with Syrian Kurds, but that won't happen anytime soon. Erdogan also has a gripe with Europe, which has condemned his human rights record and refused to advance Turkey's bid to join the EU. All ambitious leaders need allies, and Erdogan has turned to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is only too happy to help undermine NATO by courting one of its most strategically important members. In November, Erdogan thumbed his nose at Western critics by purchasing a Russian-made air defense system while scolding NATO allies for not offering him a better deal. Erdogan is not likely to find Russia a reliable friend. In 2013, after his repeated warnings that Russian planes should not violate Turkey's airspace en route to Syria, Turkey shot down a Russian jet, killing a pilot. Putin responded by squeezing Turkey's economy until Erdogan finally apologized.